This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Now we are on Tes Lo Rav Adale. Eish Ve Robe Rav Nachman. Robe Ashtek Kasho Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is saying that Rav Meir learns from Rav Yeshua. We learn a Baraisa. Omar Rabbi Yisai. The thing that you want to learn is not similar to the proof from which you derive it. You want to learn that you can burn Erev Pesach, Chomesh Shal Tumah Tehoyah, with Chomesh Shal Tumah Tmeyah. And want to learn it from a certain place. We'll soon see where you're learning it from the way Rabbi Yisit refutes the proof. When our teachers in the Mishnah said the Eidus, that's how we said Eidus. We said Eidus. What did he say? Eidus. Imala bosa shenit mabir lada tuna. She said that you can burn it. In bosa shenit avatuna. There's no proof to a mayor. For ze tome. It was already tome. And now you're making it more tome. So you and a mayor have no proof. Number three is going to carry on it because there was Tommy already. You make it more Tommy. But you want to learn to something as Tuma Tahira entirely. You can make it Tommy Erev Pesach. You have no proof from there. Im al Shema. If you learn it from Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Shema of Tuma, Shenif Sobit Vul Yoim. Shema Liknit, you can burn it. And Neah Shenit Nobit Maimes. So you're making it more Tommy. It's also no proof, because it started out with the puzzle. The Shema was puzzle. Puzzle is also a form of Tumah. Is it? Tumah. So puzzle and Tumah, you can put together, because the puzzle already is puzzle with a certain Tumah. But, af onu made, we can also agree, if we want to learn something else, not what you learn, something else. V'trumah shenitmes bevlada Tumah, Tumah is already Tumah to a certain Tumah. She herself and Nation Tumah is Ava Tumah. So you can make it more Tumah. This much I would agree with you. But there you have good examples from the Hanina's Gan Akanim and from the Rabbi Akiva. Avo Heich Nisra, how can you burn Tuluya, which is Sofek? Imatmeya. Now Rabbi Yesi is even Imachmir. Actually, Rabbi Meir wants to learn. You can burn even Tehorah, Tumah Tehorah, with Tmei Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Yisrael said, not only Tumah Tehorah you have no proof, you can, but even Tumah Teluyah, a Safek Tumah you have no proof you can burn with Tmei Erev Pesach. Again, Rabbi Yisrael is saying, you can burn Tumah Tehorah of Chometz with Tumah Tmei. Rabbi Yisrael said, not only you cannot burn Tumah Tehorah with Tmei, but even Tumah Teluyah, which is a Safek, also can burn. Shema Yavu Eliyo, he might come and tell it that the Sotik is Torah, Tarenas is Torah. So how can you burn Truma Teluyah with Maya? And surely not like you say, Tahila with Maya, surely not. So what do we see from this? That Rabbi Yehesi is saying to Rabbi Meir, your proofs from Rabbi Hanina's Ganakena, from Akiva, no proofs. So we see that Rabbi Meir derived his proof from these two, and not as Rav Nachman said, he derived his proof from Rabbi Yeshua. Now, since we started talking, we'll finish up. Although the kasha is already here, we see from this, from Rabbi Yeshua's words, that Rav Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Hanina and from Akiva. And that, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, you can't learn from either of them, because they're talking about something that's Tommy already. And to make it more Tommy, I agree. But something that's not Tumah is only a Sarfik Tumah, to make it Vade Tumah? Certainly not. And certainly kosher can something that's perfectly Tehoyah to make it Tumah? Certainly it's also. So whether you get your halacha that you can take Tumah Tehoyah and make it Tumah El Pesach? Now we finish up. Ha-pigu ve-ha-noiso ve-tumah. Now pigu means if the Kohen who was making the korban, the avodah, had in mind a certain machshavet that made it puzzle. So it became puzzle now. And you have to burn up the comb. And if a korban is left over, a kosher korban, was left over past its proper time to eat, it becomes also posel and also to eat. Now, tome. Tome is a kosher korban, it became tome. So these three, beisham eivrim ain't nisavim, you cannot burn together. Because pigel and noisar, although they're absolutely also to eat, and they have to be burned up, but you can't make them tome. Tume is something new that you can't add. They're also, it's koras if you eat pigel, it's koras if you eat noisar, but they're not tome. So you have to burn them up. You shouldn't burn them with tome together. You have to burn them separately. But Rabbi Akiva, or Beisila said, Beisila said that pigel and noisar, since they're so puzzled, that it's midaraisa also to eat it, so you can burn them together with tome. Since you have to be burned in it, you can burn with tome. Now, what do you see from this? Rabbi Yehuda said, only when they're really puzzled, pigel and noisar are entirely puzzled. That's why I base Hilo permission to make them tome. But you want to learn Tuma Tehoira, perfectly Tehoira, to burn it with Tzmeya of Pesach. Take Tehoira to make it tome. Nobody says you can do that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's argument against Rabbi Meir. But in the meantime, we see that Rabbi Yehuda knew that Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from the Mishnah, from the Mishnah of Kain, from Rabbi Akiva. And not like you say, learned it from Yeshua. Say that. Finish up the language of the Kasha. So Yisrael get that. And if you'll think, Rav Meir, Medivre Rabbi Yeshua, come on, I'm going to come to Yeshua. Amai, Mehada, the Rabbi Yisrael, why is Rabbi Yisrael answering him? With the Rabbi Hanid is going to care. If that's of the subject, Rav Meir is not talking about Rabbi Yisrael, he's going to care on him. Rav Meir is learning from Yeshua. So what's Rabbi Yisrael giving an argument that you can't learn this from Hanid is going to care on him? I mean, I also agree you can't learn it from there. You learn it from Rabbi Yeshua. So we see that Rami learned from the Rabbi Yehuda's Gan HaKehanim. So what are you telling me? Rami learned from Yeshua. Omalei Amnachman. Nachman answered as follows. No. Rami learned it from Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yosei, La'abadai, he didn't know. He didn't know where Rami got it from. Who saw it? But Rami, with the Rebbe Hanin is going to care in the Kormalei, we're saying the proof that the Hanin is going to care in him, just like there, they burn Bosa Tome, with other Bosa make it even more Tome. And that's why the mayor got his head up to burn Tume Tome, Tume Tome, the Omalei. And he said, no, you can't burn from there. So Omalei said, Rabbi Meir, after that argument, the mayor said to him, no, you're making a mistake. I know, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Omalei, then Rabbi Yosef said, if you learn Rabbi Yeshua, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Nami. Ain't he Amida? It's neither that measure, it's neither the right system of learning. Because the Omeda Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua, they both agree, she say Rabbi Zubi from the Azubi from the Azubi, we have to burn them separately. But even their argument is only Tmeya. You can burn. But Tluyo, you can't burn together with Torah. And surely, Torah with Meir, surely can't burn. Again, Rabbi Yosef concludes, after saying, you can't learn from the Hanid, it's going to okay on him. So he says, Af onu meidim, b'tchum ha-shidmi v'la ratut, avol hechnisa v'atluyo im atmeyo. And in the Mishnah, he said that. In the Mishnah, he said, Omer Rabbi Yis, Eni Amid, in the Mishnah. Omer Edom, Rabbi Yisrael, Yeshua, Shesem, Zul, Azul, Asma. Amanech, look, Alatlu, Yalatmeyot. So therefore, you have no proof to burn a Tehoyo with Tmeyo. So Rabbi Yisrael, at first thought that the Tmeyo learns from the Rabbi Hanin, is going to carry on it. And he argued against that. Then the Rami said, no, I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees also with you. There's one little point here that you have to note. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can burn Tluya with Tmeya. And here he says you cannot burn even Tluya with Tmeya. That point we'll have to talk about. We have time yet. But right now, don't bother about it. We just want to explain why Rabbi Yosei. First, he talks about that you can't learn from Rabbi Ganakeanim. That's because he thought that's where Rabbi Yosei learned from. Then Rabbi Yosei said, now I'm learning from Yeshua. So Rabbi Yosei said, you can't learn from Yeshua either. Say that inside. Why isn't it a good measure? I mean, why isn't it a good proof to learn from Rabbi Yosei? It's a good proof. It means this. This is understandable when Rabbi Yosei objects that the mayor cannot learn from the community's Ganah and from the Akiva, because there we're starting with something that's Tommy already. So therefore you can make it more Tommy. But the mayor wants to learn Tuma that's entirely Tahoya to make it Tommy because you want to burn it at El Pesach. How does he know that? So there, we understand Rabbi Yosei's objection. But why does Rabbi Yosei say, a mayor cannot learn from Rabbi Yeshua? There's a good proof. Rabbi Yeshua says, when the wine keg burst in the Gasrel Yena of Tuma Tahoya, and it's about to spill down in the full Tumayan, so Rabbi Yeshua says, since he cannot rescue it with any Kli Tahoya, it's mutter to rescue it with a Kli Tomei. In order to prevent the tumor Torah from coming down and making a full and main level also. She's taking a Kli Tomei and it's made Tomei a tumor Torah. There's a good proof. Since the tumor Torah is going to be ruined anyhow, it'll fall down in the full and main anyhow. So Rabbi Yeshua said you can take a Kli Tomei and be made Tomei by Yodayim directly the tumor Torah. So we see that when the Tumah Torah is going to be ruined, you can be metame b'yadayim. There's a good proof. So therefore, Tumah Torah erev Pesach, even as perfect Torah, but since it's going to be chametz soon, so you can burn it b'yadayim with the Tumah Torah. So why does Rabbi Yosei say it's not a good proof? Again, Rabbi Yosei can say that the proof from the Hanina's Ganakim is not a good proof. The Hanina's talking about something that's Tumah already, and also Rabbi Kiva. It's talking about something that's possible already. So we understand why you can make it more Tumma. But you have a mayor want to say that you can take Tumma that's perfectly Tahoya and make it Tumma because it's going to be ruined soon. What do you know that from? So, and from the Rabbi Yeshua, you also can't learn. So you ask, why can't you learn from Rabbi Yeshua? It's certainly a good proof. If you can catch Tumma Tahoya in a Kli Tumma, you may Tumma be your dying. Because it's going to even anyhow. So you see, you can take Tumah Tahoya, make it Tumah be a dime, because it's going to even anyhow. So therefore, Erev Pesach, the Chometz shall Tumah, will it be Chometz and will be burned anyhow, you can make it with Tumah by burning with Tumah Tumah together. So why isn't it a good proof? Say the Kashi. The Mayal's proof is from Tesvov Amed Aleph, about Kovish that was broken in the Gas El Yena, Tumah Tahoya, and it's about to pour down and get lost, and the Chulin Tmein below. So the mayor says, you can take a Kli Tomei, even though you're made Tomei the Tumah Tahoya be Yodayim. The answer is, why? Because you're going to be lost anyhow. So therefore, Erev Pesach, Chomesh Shal Tumah Tahoya is going to be ruined anyhow soon. It'll become Chomesh, it'll be burned anyhow. So you can burn it with Tumah Tmeya. That's what Rabbi Yosei says. It's a good proof. Perfect proof. So what's Rabbi Yosei say? Ain't he amida? That's the most catch. Talk it once more. Answer the Gemara. Shan is different there. Rabbi Yosei, there's no proof. There, Rabbi Yeshua permits to catch the Tumah Tahira and the Kli Tomei, or the Yometamei be dying directly, not because it's going to be ruined anyhow. No, that's no permission. That's no heta to make Tumah or Tahira or Tumah. The Ike hefset chulam, because you're going to ruin the chulam. In order to save the man from a big loss, the chulam below will become also. Yes, otherwise it's also. So why should you be permitted, Erev Pesach, to bring Chomet Shal Tumah Tahira, with Tumah Tmei, make it Tumah for nothing? Tumah Tahoya, make a Tumah for nothing. You have no license to do that. The fact that Rabbi Yeshua permits you to catch it and the Kli Tomei, that's because he wants you to save the Chulin Tomei, the Chulin Tomei and below from becoming ruined. Maskiv lo Rabbi Yemiyo, he asked, if that's the case, what's Rabbi Yeshua objecting? Masnisen Nami, in Mishnah also, Erev Pesach. If you have to make two separate fires to burn the Torah separately and the Tumah separately, it costs wood. Ika Hevset Eitzim is a loss of wood. So let's say in order to save wood, that's why I may have permit you to burn Tumah Torah, Chomets, but Tumah Tumah, to save money from wood. Oh, my legs isn't that. An old man, an old Chacham said, the Hevset Melubichosh, if they're a big loss, they worry. That's Rabbi Yeshua's argument. Down below, there's a whole pit full of wine, of Chulin Tmeyan, which you can use. Chulin Tmeyan is kosher wine to use. And therefore, if the wine of Truma will fall down, it'll ruin the whole pit, a big loss. There, Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua permits you to stick a Kli Tomei underneath the falling wine and catch it, and be metami the Truma Torah, because of a loss that will occur to the Chulin Tmeyan below. But a half cent wood, a little loss, to save the cost of extra wood and make another fire, the Choshed didn't worry. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, that's no purpose, no license to take Truma to her of Chometz and burn it with Truma Tveya Erev Pesach. They want to save the wood of the fire. Say that. Now he says a different sheet. Rabbi Yehuda says, Machalikis. Between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if you can burn Tumah Tehorah of Chometz with Tumah Tmeyah, be Shesh in the 6th hour. For then it's only Chometz the Rabbona. Avol be Shev in the 7th hour, where it's Chometz the Araise, Divrei Hakol, even Rabbi Yehuda is a serpent, you can burn Tumah Tehorah with Tmeyah. But once it's Chometz Gomor, then it's already like ruin. And there's no chiyuv of washing it from becoming tamei. That's a chiddush of Rabbi Yechon. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree when it becomes chometz gomer in the 7th hour, then you can burn truma tahira of chometz with truma tmeya. And what's this chiddush? More than one chiddush is this: that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that isur gomer is already like tamei, just like you can take something that's tamei already and make it more tamei, but this you see from Chaminis Gana Kehanim. So therefore, something that's absolutely usher because it's chometz already, Rabbi Yehuda will agree you can make it tamei. So only argument is in the 6th hour when it's not absolutely usher, only isur d'rabbanan. Then Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir. But in the 7th hour, isur d'araisa, chometz gomor, Rabbi Yehuda also agreed that the isur of chometz is the same as tumei. And there's no Isa to make it get more tummy. Say that. 15 shuris down from the top. Omar Abbas and Rabbi Yechanan is referring to the machalekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisai. If Erev Pesach, when you're burning chometz, is it mutar to burn truma to hoira of chometz with truma to meya together? The Meir says yes, Rabbi Yehuda says no. So Rabbi Yehuda says the machlekes is b'sheish, because in the 6th hour Erev Pesach, chometz is only also midrabbana. So Rabbi Yehuda still doesn't permit to be mitame truma tahera of chometz, even though it's going to be spoiled soon. It will become chometz gomor. The Kamosha Bahanoi, still, in the 6th hour, it's only Osama Rabban. It's not matter to be metamid. Avol b'sheva, but in the 7th hour, when it's already Osama Daraisa, Divrei HaKoyel, so everybody holds, even Rabbi Yehuda, you can burn Tumah Tehorah with me. Now that's a chiddush, that even though it's still perfectly Toher, but because now, on Pesach, the 7th hour, it's real chometz, gomer, osur midaraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's real chometz, gomer, osur midaraisa, then it's the same as tamei. And you can be mitamei it. even though it's perfectly Torah. So once more, although Rabbi Yosi disagrees on Erev Pes in the sixth hour, when the Chometz is not yet also Midaraisa, and says you cannot burn Tehoira with Tmeya because the din Mishmeras Tumusa of guarding the Tumah from Tumah still applies, but in the seventh hour, when the Chometz of Tumah becomes also Midaraisa, even though it's perfectly Toya yet, you can be Metame. That's a Chiddush. That Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Rabbi Yosi will agree, if it's a Isa Gomor, then it's the same as Tame, and you no longer have the responsibility of Ishmael's Tumah. That's one Chiddush. There's another Chiddush, but first say this one. Now there's a possibility of another Chiddush. That itself is already a Chiddush. Although Rabbi Yosi says you cannot be Metame Tumah shall come as Erev Pesach, but it's only in the sixth hour. Then it's Chavis only also mid Rabbanan. But in the seventh hour, Chavis also mid Araisa, so even Rabbi Yosi will agree that you can be Metamid, although it's perfectly Toya. But since it's also, well, because of Chavis Gomor, it's a real Isa, so Rabbi Yosi will hold this the same as Tamid. Isa and Tumi are all the same. One is the Isa Gomer of Chometz on the seventh hour, he's Mimetamia. That's one case. There's another possibility of the Chiddush as follows. Rabbi Yochanan has said the Machleg is in the sixth hour. Rabbi Yosi said you can be Mitame, Tumi Tehora to burn it with Tumi Tumi. And Rabbi Yosi says no. What about the fifth or the fourth hour? Since there's no Isa at all, not even the Isa the Rabbanan, maybe Rabbi, even Rameh won't permit you to be Metame. Chomesh shal Tumah Tehora. Only in the sixth hour, because there always is Isa the Rabbanan on. But in the fifth and fourth hours, maybe not. Or maybe no. Maybe Rameh doesn't care. Since even the fourth or fifth hour is headed towards Pesach soon, it'll become destroyed soon. So therefore, you don't have to be careful with it anymore, and you can be metame even the fourth hour. Talk over the question. So the question now is, what will Rav Meir hold, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the fourth or fifth hour, since Pesach is soon at hand, and it will be destroyed any hour because it's Chometz? Is it mutter to be metame tumah tehora of Chometz, or no? The fourth or fifth hour, since no Isa the Rabbanan is yet Chal on the Tumah at all, because no Chometz is also fourth or fifth hour. So maybe even Rameh won't permit to be Metame. That's the question. Now this depends on where Rameh gets his model from. Now there are three possible models where Rameh could have learned what he learned. They're appealing to old Tanoi. Either they appeal to Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKeyanim, who was earlier, or to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eleza. Yeshua is the Mekel. Now one possible model is, if Tumah became Sofek Tumah. So Yeshua says, you don't have to watch it anymore. You can be careless with it. But that's not a good model. The Gemara always says, first of all, it's a Sofek Tumah. We're talking about something that's Toya to be Metame at Erev Pesach. But he had clearly the Suffolk Tame. And secondly, you're not doing it. You're just being careless with it. But you're not Metame. So there, that model, not a model. You cannot learn from the fact of a Tumah that there came a Suffolk Tame. That the Yeshua says, you can put it in the milk and mouth too, you don't have to wash it anymore. So you want to learn from there that anything is going to be destroyed, like Suffolk Tumah, that'll be destroyed because it's Suffolk Tumah. Therefore, you don't have to watch it. So therefore, Erev Pesach, since it's going to be Chometz, it'll be destroyed soon. You don't have to watch it. You can take Tumah Terem and Metame. It's not a good model. Because over there, it's a Suffolk Tumah already. And secondly, it doesn't say you can be Metame. You just don't have to watch it. You will be Metame. As our mayor wants to say, it's not a good model. Poker, why that model is not good? But there is a good model in a machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eleza. If a keg of tumah wine, tumah toya, burst, and the gasol yoinon, and it's going to pour down on chul and tamayin down below. So the tuma tamaya, the tuma tahira will become tamay, and it will be mixed with the chul and tamayin below, chul and tamayin below, make it unfit to use. It'll spoil all the chul and tamayin below. So Rabbi Yeshua is matir, in case you don't have a kli toher in which to rescue some of the falling wine of tuma tahira, you can catch it even in a keli that's tamay. Although now you actually be your diamond tame, the falling tumor to hoyla. You may tame it. So you can say as follows. Since there, the tumor to hoyla is going to be lost anyhow, if you wouldn't put a keli underneath, it'll fall down anyhow on the chulin tame and become tame. Therefore, you no longer have a chulin to watch the tumor to hoyla, mishmeres tumos, and you can put a kli tame underneath and catch it. So we have a model there. Since it's going to the ibud anyhow, it'll become tummy anyhow. You can be made tummy, it'd be a dime, putting a kli underneath it. So they have Erev Pesach. Since it's close to Pesach, it'll be burned up anyhow because of chametz. So you no longer have any qualms, any scruples about watching the truma tahara, and you can be made tummy together with truma tmeya. Since it's all chametz, they're going to be burned up anyhow. So that's a model. However, this model we could refute if he wanted. And we can say there, the reason of Yeshua is matir, to be mitame the tumah tahara, is not merely because the tahara is going to be lost anyhow, it'll be ruined when it falls down, it'll be lost anyhow, become tummy anyhow. No, that's not enough reason, no. For that reason alone, it wouldn't be matir to catch in a kli tummy. He's doing it because he wants to save the big loss of money of hefset chulin. That's why he permits such a thing. But if not for Hefset Chulin, ruining the Chulin down below, he wouldn't permit you to do that. So therefore that model is not a good model. Erev Pesach, what big loss is it if you burn the Chumetz of Tumah Torah separately and the Chumetz of Tumah Tmeah separately? It's a small loss, a little bit of firewood extra. You can't compare it to the big loss of the Tumah falling into the Chulin Tmeah, making it unfit to eat. So there, I could say the reason of Yeshua's matter to put a kli tamei underneath the falling tumah tahara and to catch it is because he wants to save the falling tumah tahara from becoming awesome and losing all that money. Say that. So if we could learn from that model of the falling wine of tumah tahara, although it's perfectly toher, but since it's headed for ruination, for destruction, it's going to become tamei soon anyhow. Therefore, you can make it tamid in mid-air by putting it keli tam underneath it. If you come from that model, so we'd say that chametz, even in the fourth or fifth hour, even if it's not us at all yet, but since it's soon going to become chametz and it'll be destroyed, you can make it tamid already. That would be a model. You don't have to wait till the sixth hour when there's already Isa the Rabbana. I would say a mayor would permit even the fourth or fifth hour where there's no Isha at all. You can already be metame the chametz of tumah tahara because it's headed for destruction, just like there when the wine is falling down. It's headed for destruction, although there's no tumah at all on the wine yet. Still, you can be metame. Or you can say, no, that model is not a good model because it's not only because the tumah tahara is going for destruction soon, but it'll ruin and make a big loss, hefset chulin below. That's why. But there's no hefset chulin, maybe if the tumah is perfectly toher, and there's no tumah at all on it, maybe you can't be metamed. And therefore it could be chametz of tumah. In the fourth or fifth hour, there's no isha even the rabbanah on it, maybe you cannot burn it with tumah. Erev Pesach, say that. Well, there's another model. And there's Abba Hanin, there's Gana Kehanim. There, he permits Bosa that's already Tomei, Bosa Kedesh, to make it more Tomei. So therefore, if you learn from there, then Chometz of Tumei in the fourth and fifth hours will be permissible at all. Even according to Amea, to be Mitame then. But there's nothing wrong with it. No Isha the Rabbonin in the sixth hour, Amea, at least Isha the Rabbonin on it at least. But in the fourth or fifth hour, no Isha of Chometz at all. on the chametz. So chametz shel tume, you wouldn't be able to be metamet, because tamachamininas ganakhen. All you know is boshe shel kedei is tame already. You can make it more tame. So question is, maybe you learn from there, and that's the case. So when Rabbi Yochanan says machleket b'sheish means dafke b'sheish, and he's telling us two chidushim. First he tells us b'sheva, Rabbi Yosi agrees, even though the chometz of tumi tohera is entirely toher, it can be metamid because it's already sheva. It's also midaraisa, it's chometz. And another chidush machleket b'sheish, there the mayor says you can burn it together, but the chometz no, because his model is chometz gana kamin. And there is talking only about Boshe Shulkei, there's Tomei already. Hadn't been Tomei, you couldn't do anything to say that. But if that's the model, there's a difficulty there too. Because if Panina's Ganakena is talking about Boshe of Kedish, that's Tomei Midiraisa. So there was a small Kedish that you can make it more Tomei Midiraisa. But Rameh wants to say that chometz in the sixth hour is only also with the Rabbonon. You can take that tumim and metame it. So what is the comparison of a Rabbonon to a deraisa? Let's even talk it over. So even though Rabbi Yechen holds that we equate Iser and tumim, but the Iser the Rabbonon can be equated with the tumim and deraisa, if Rabbi Hanin is going to can is talking about something that's tumim and deraisa, and Rameh permits because it's chometz, which is already the sixth hour, also with the Rabbonon, therefore you can bring that up in the Metamiyah. Now, Omar Lei, we're starting 16 lines from the top. Omar Lei Rebbe is there, Rabbi, see, Neymar, let's say, Kosol Rabbi Yechen, Masnissen, the Mishnah, or Hanin is Gana Ken, is talking about Tume de Reise, and the Valada Tume de Rabbonon. So he's starting out with Bosa Kedish is not Tume de Reise. Bosa Kedish is Tume with the Rabbonon. And still you can make it more Tomei. And my, Midivrei, from whose words did Rameh learn that at the pace of the sixth hour you can burn Chomet Shal Tuma Tohira with Tumeya together? Midivrei, Rabbi Hanidra, is going back here. That'll take care of both Chidushim. First of all, in the sixth hour is the Machlekes. I mean, Yesi disagrees with Rameh in the sixth hour. But in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yesi will agree. Since a mayor wants to learn from there, in the sixth hour is muta. Why? Because there is only isha tumei de rabbona, and the sixth hour is also isha de rabbona. So therefore, a mayor learns from there. Obviously, disagrees with that. He also has to be in the seventh hour. We'll soon see more about the seventh hour part. Why Rabbi Yosi says that. Based on this model, Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he holds that the Mishnah of Chamanis Gan HaKenim is not a Tumei de Rabbanan, it's a Tumei de Reise. That's why you can be Metame. The Meir says, talking about Tumei de Rabbanan, and even then you can be Metame. Rabbi Yosi holds the Mishnah talking about Tumei de Reise. So in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yechon says, he'll agree. Rabbi Yosi will agree, you can burn it, be Metame. Because it's the Isra de Reise. He equates Isra with Tumei. So once more. The mayor learns from the Hanidus Ganakena. Just as here, you can thank Bosa Kedish, just Tomei Midarabona, and make it more Tomei. So in the sixth hour, Erev Pesach, when the Chomets is also Midarabona, you can take it Tumei Tehoir of Chomets and be Metamet with Tumei Tmeya. And Rabbi Yis says, no, because your model is not right. They're talking about Bosa Kedish, just Tomei Midaraisa. That's why you can be Metamet more. That's one thing. And the other thing is that when does Rameh learn from there? Only because it's already Tomei. At least Tomei with the Rabbanan, according to Rameh. But if it be Toya the Gamlit, you couldn't burn it. And therefore, Erev Pesach, in the fourth or fifth hour, where there's no Easter at all, Rameh will say you cannot burn Tuma Toher of Chomets with Tmeya, because there's nothing wrong yet with the Tuma Toher. Don't have not Isra the Rabban at all. Your model is whether there are Tumei the Rabban. You have to believe at least Isra the Rabban. Say that. The Rashi is just opposite the Gemara. Neymar Kosol Rabbi Yechon. Neymar Kosol Rabbi Yechon. Let's say Rabbi Yechon holds the Masnissim that Rabbi Hanin is talking to the Lara Tumid Rabbonim, not the Lara Tumid Reis. The Rameir means they all. Rameir learns from there. Therefore, the Dafkin no Gashesh Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said in the sixth hour, but in the fifth or fourth hour, even Rameir wouldn't permit it. Omeshum, the East Alei Isad Rabbonim. But it has at least Isad Rabbonim. Who time it on it? That's the reason why I made it, you can burn it together. Avol imbol serfo bechomish abba. He wants to burn it before the sixth hour, when no Isad Rabban either of chomish on it? Nothing of chomish also yet? Moider Rabmea, bein serfo. You cannot be metame to metahero. Beaf al gav this sefer, if Ima is going to be destroyed soon as Pesach. The love mid Rabbi Yeshua koyolet. It doesn't have to be Yeshua and the story of the tumah that's falling down from the top, the barrel that burst, they're going to fall down below. That Rabbi Yeshua permits you to be mitame, even though the tumah is perfectly tahara. No. The time that Rabbi Yeshua also Mishum hefset cholet. But he wants to save the cholet. Otherwise, even though the tumah is going to be destroyed, it's going to come tame anyhow when it falls down. He wouldn't permit you to be mitame right now. So therefore, chomesh in the fourth or fifth hour, chomesh shel tumah, which is perfectly permissible, with no yisad rabban at all, so a mayor would permit to be mitame. Or maybe no. Or maybe that's not Rabbi Meir's model. The Rabbi Yechon and Nami, Rabbi Meir learned me the Rabbi Yeshua, let's not be sure. The time that Rabbi Meir loved me shum yisurad rabban, not because it already has an yisad rabban in the sixth hour. No. Maybe a mayor permits to burn the chomets of Tumi in the fourth or fifth hours. Do adin mamil chomesh v'abad. I dekoma Rabbi Yechon a sheish, I say machlek a sheish, uruchad a milsum. That's the derech of the thing he said. But usually they burn it in sheish. But a mayor permits even before sheish. So the Gemara says, Omele ein, follow the Rashi, ein. Rabbi Meir learns actually from the Hanina's guy in Arkeon, that's his model. Bedavke sheish kama, only sheish. Because, just like Abba Hanina is talking about Bosa Kedish, which has Tumid Rabbonon, so Amir is also talking about Chomets, which already also mid Rabbonon in the sheish. But before sheish, when there's no ish at all, there's no model permitted, because he doesn't learn from the story of Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because the Yeshua story is talking about there's a loss of the Hulim below. That's why he permit. Otherwise, he wouldn't permit to be Metame. Chomets of Tumet. Tumet Tehera. Well, the Kamei Poyah, Hamai Kamei Rabbi Yisrael, any of them. If that's the case, if Rabbi Meir learns from Rabbi Aninus Ganakehanim, which is talking about Bozo Kedish, which also made the Rabbonon, so Meir is giving a good argument. So Chomets of Rabbonon also should be mutter to burn Tumet Tehera. But to Matera together. Later, Gemara will explain later that Rabbi Yehesi holds that how Hanina is talking about Bosh that's Tommy with the Raisa, not Tommy the Rabbana. And Rameh holds is talking about Bosh Akeda is Tommy the Rabbana. So they have a Hamas Rabbana is Mutta the Mimitami, say that. Now we're 20 lines down from the top. Rabbi Zera had asked Asi, what does Rabbi Yechonah hold? That's our mayor's model. The old mayor's model is from Rabbi Yeshua, and there they'll permit even the fifth and fourth hours to burn Chomesh al Tuma to Hayah with Mayah? Or is Rabbi Yechonah's model, according to Rabbi Yechonah, and only in the sixth hour he'll permit? Because Rabbi Yechonah holds, Rabbi Yechonah is talking about Bosh Akedish has Tomei Tumid Rabbonon. From that the Rameh learns, Chomets is also already Mid Rabbonon, is Mutter to burn Torah Vitzmaya. But the fourth and fifth hour is not. That's the question. Omer Asi said, Ein, yes. Rabbi Yechonah holds, Rameh learns, Amachinez Ganakehani. So therefore, only because it's the sixth hour, also Mid Rabbonon. That's why Rameh permits. But in the fourth and fifth hours, Rameh will not permit because he does not learn from Rabbi Yeshua. But Yeshua's case is because of Hefset Chulam. That's why they permit. Otherwise, it would be awesome. Itman Amr learned also Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Masnissim Abatume de Rabbon, the Aisha Abatume de Rabbon, or my Midivre, as my mayor says, Midivre, but he's going to carry him. So there we have exactly what Rabbi Asi answered Rabbi Zeir. That's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, that Rabbi Meir learns from the Mishnah, from his Gana Kevin. Or Machleg is Besheish, not in the fifth hour and fourth hour, the Rabbi Meir wouldn't permit. Abo Besheva, and only Besheish Rabbi Yesi Asim, because Sheish is not yet the real Isa Chomiz the Raisa. Abo Besheva, seventh hour, Isa Chomiz the Raisa, Diva Hakel, even Rabbi Yesi agrees that you can bring it together with Metamid. Diva Hakel, seven, say that. Let's bring a proof to Rabbi Yechanan. Now, he's bringing a proof only to one point. He wants to bring a proof. Rabbi Yechanan said, in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yehoshua agrees, Amir, you can be mitame to metahoyo of chometz in the seventh hour, because since it's also midaraisa because of chometz, there's no longer any dinish melech to meishai. Let's bring a proof. Now the top line of this omit says Apigo Vandeshva Tome. If you look at the previous on the base of the bottom, Rabbi Yehoshua is talking. Rabbi Yehoshua said, it's also to be metame, even sofek tome of tume. Even tume tluya cannot be metame, Rabbi Yehoshua said. The difference with Rabbi Yehoshua. The difference with Rabbi Meir. He says, even sofek. When did Rabbi Yehoshua permit only to save the pulling below? Not a matter of saving Hulun below, he doesn't permit at all, even a suffix. That's what he says, what Yeshua holds. Then he goes on and says, how pigel, but it's pigel. Pigel is bosor kevish, that became spoiled because of wrong machshavis, or neisor, left over beyond the proper time. So now it's a iso da aisha to eat his kores, and his tome, forget about tome, that's his interest right now, all these, you can be mitame. So Beis Hillel says you can burn them together. You can burn Pigel and Nesha, you can burn together with Tame, even by making him Tame. So Yeshua agrees, if something is perfectly awesome, with the rice, even though it's Toher, still you can be mitame yet. Now that's a proof to Rabbi Yechanan, who said that Rabbi Yeshua will agree Chometz in the seventh hour, since it's perfectly awesome, with the rice, you can be mitame yet. Because Bosa Kadesh, you can't be Mitame. And if it's Pigel, it's not Tame yet. Still, since it's also Midaraisa to eat, it's Pigel, you can be Mitame yet. You have to burn it up anyhow, so you can burn it together with Tame. So therefore we see a proof to Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yehoshua agrees, Chometz in the seventh hour, which is real Chometz, real Isa. You don't have to watch it from becoming Tame, inside now. A pigel on Nesha about Tame, Rabbi Yehoshua is talking, remember, Rabbi Yehoshua. Beishame says, still you can't be Metame. But pigel is not Tame. You can't make a Tame, it's only awesome. You can't burn it with two men together, make a Tame. But Beis Hillel, and when Nisof in Kaddish, we follow Beis Hillel. So we see that Rabbi Yehoshua is quoting Beis Hillel. You can take pigel, which is perfectly toher, but because it's also midaraisa, you can be mitame it. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan is right that Rabbi Yechanan agrees chometz in the seventh hour, but it's also midaraisa, you can be mitame it. Say it. So we see a pigel, although pigel has no tume, pigel is not tume, pigel is just also. Still, it's muta, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, to burn it together with tume and make it tame. So therefore, chometz in the seventh hour, chometz shal tume toyo, always perfectly tohoiro, but since it's already isha d'raisa with the chometz, you can burn it with tumeyo and make it tame. So Gemara says, no proof. I'm going to shine the awesome is different than the case of pigol and isha. These were tume midrabanon. Pigol and Leisa, the Rabbana said it's Tome, the Rabbana. So since it has at least a Tome, the Rabbana, but it's Tome, therefore you can don't have to watch it anymore, since it's going to be destroyed anyhow, because of Pigol and Leisa, and it's Tome, the Rabbana, you can be Metame. If not, we learned how Pigol and Leisa, The Tana is Sayyid Dan. The answer to Tosha, the Kamas Tana. So we see how it's a twin about one. But Kamas in the seventh hour, even though it's also Midarais, but there's no Tum at all on it. Maybe Rabbi Yosi won't agree, it can be Mitame. So again, even as a Tum at the Rabbonim, even only the Rabbonim. Then I can say, Rabbi Yosi, since it's going to leave it anyhow, you can be Mitame. But there's no Tum at all. Just the Isa, even though it's Isa de Araisa, but no Tumah. Maybe Rabbi Yosi will say, you can't be Mitame, they'll all say that. Tanan still holds his own opinion. And his opinion is that since something is awesome, it's like Tommy also, when it comes to Mishmeres Tumayza. Even though it's not Tommy at all, he disagrees. This, we can refute his proof, like we just said. But he holds what he holds. Avirchen holds, if something is also derisa like Chomes in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yosef will agree, it's Mutter de Mimetam Hid Babernik together with Tumah Tumayon. Let's talk it over and we finish with that for now.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.